Thank you and good morning. The Pork Checkoff and MPPC have organized a Pork Leadership Institution. The PLI is a comprehensive training program that is designed to develop future leaders in the U.S. pork industry. Don Wick of the Red River Farm Network spoke to Dale Woodekamp of Raymond, Illinois, who is currently part of the PLI.
Let's start by way of introduction, Dale. Tell me a bit about your background.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to speak on your show. I've been with the PLI. It started last fall. There's four sessions. First session was in Washington, D.C. Second one was in Bogota, Colombia. Second one was D.C. We also do some congressional visits. And today is our last day of this in June. We are currently learning about media and about the concerns in the pork industry and issues that are going on and how to speak to the public about that as well.
You mentioned D.C., a couple experiences to be on Capitol Hill. What did you gain? What did you learn out of that experience? What was the message you had for those folks?
Well, what I really learned was there's a lot of turnover out there. The interns will work for the congressmen, and there's a lot of turnover within the congressmen as well. So some interns are there for a couple of years, and they're moving on and need a constant re-education. But sometimes the congressmen turn over, and they're the staffers are the ones who have the knowledge. And hopefully we can impart some knowledge to them. So there's just constant education, and I think it's a two-way street. We need to learn from them as well. So every time we went and talked to them, I tried to get an understanding of what they were seeing out there and what their other constituents, we're not the only constituents, are hearing. So a two-way street, but definitely need the conversation. Keep it going.
Yeah, people still need to talk to people, and that's really the importance of spending that time on Capitol Hill.
Exactly, and very productive. We learned a lot of other things about how the legislative meatloaf is made and all that stuff. But so it was very informative and very fast-paced, and I would recommend it to anybody, even if you're going to be a leader in a leadership role. But it's a 202 for civics engagement. You've had that in high school. It's been forever since you had it. But now you're big boys now. We need to step it up a little bit and go a lot deeper.
Trade certainly in the news. You've had a chance to participate in this Bogota trip, this international experience. What was that like?
Very interesting. Didn't know that what their pork production was like down there. We thought there may be a little confrontational because we're going in there and importing to their market. But we were actually... The national pork producers came up with a program, I believe it was called Pork Every Day, where we could actually grow both segments of the production side, their side and our side, because they have so little, and they really don't have a lot of land to produce the crops on. So they really need imports if they're going to grow the market. Their focus is the fresh side. And our focus was the chilled and frozen side. So we're really not overlapping too much. They have their own, especially, traditional dishes. And we would try to complement those maybe more on the frozen side and maybe a little, because some of the regions like Bogota is very modern city, but where you're going away from the city, you may not have the refrigeration, stuff like that. So, we can help them out with that. So.
It really showcases how important that international part of this business is to really our bottom line.
Yes, and we have to keep growing it because the whole trade thing is a moving target. It's very dynamic. One day you're up with one country like Korea, and the next day something happens where there's political issues and... You have to move to a different market. You have to be nimble there. Whereas if you don't keep opening up new markets, you can shut out another one. You really need to have a new avenue. And whereas every fourth pig is going to export, if we get shut out of one, we can't consume all that back home that quickly. So very important that we have a very dynamic and diversified export market.
great learning program here, learning development program with the Pork Leadership Institute.
Again, that was Don Wick interviewing Raymond pork producer Dale Wittekamp. The PLI trains spokespeople for the pork industry, develops grassroots activists, and allows producers to tell a more positive message of the pork industry than what is typically told. Once students have graduated, they have the understanding of the MPPC and the National Pork Board. They are equipped with the knowledge and skills to help lead and vocate for the ever-changing pork industry, allowing them to tell the industry's story from Main Street to the nation's capital. To get involved in the program, contact your local state NPPC executive or Jeremy Davis, NPPC Director of Grassroots and Leader, at davisj@NPPC.org. In national news today, the Wisconsin governor has announced a dairy task force. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker Tuesday announced the formation of a task force to assist the state's suffering dairy industry. Walker directed the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to create the Wisconsin Dairy Task Force 2.0. He says the effort will enable stakeholders to come together to make recommendations needed to maintain a viable and profitable dairy industry. In statement, Walker said, "We need to work together to develop a strategy to maintain our state's legacy as the dairy state." The task force is similar to one developed in 1985 called the Wisconsin Dairy Task Force, which was comprised of 31 individuals, including dairy farmers, milk producers, and allied organizations. Wisconsin is home to more dairy farms than any other state, and about 96% of the state's dairy farms are family-owned. Wisconsin's dairy industry creates nearly 80,000 jobs and generates $43.4 billion in economic impact every year, nearly half of agriculture's total economic impact. The USDA has extended the Dairy Margin Protection Program enrollment. The MPP offers dairy producers catastrophic coverage at no cost to the producer other than an annual $100 administrative fee and various buy-up coverage. Dairy producers have a few more days to enroll in the Dairy Margin Protection Program. The Department of Agriculture extended the enrollment period by a week, meaning producers have now until this Friday, June 8th, to enroll. The National Milk Producers Federation and several lawmakers asked USDA to consider the enrollment extension to allow farmers additional time to enroll or adjust their existing coverage in the MPP for calendar year 2018. NMPF President and CEO Jim Merlin says late spring planting in numerous dairy states made farmers unable to sit down and make a decision on risk management options. Dairy producers must select new coverage in the MPP for 2018, even if they enrolled during the previous sign-up period last fall. Coverage choices made this spring for calendar year 2018 will be retroactive to January 1, 2018. Producers can participate in either MPP or the Livestock Gross Margin Program for dairy, but not both. Dairy producers are encouraged to visit their local Farm Service Agency office to learn more and enroll. For more information on the MPP program, visit the USDA website, www.usda.gov. That's all the time we have on the Farm Show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.